Windy with showers, a top of 17 in Mount Gambier. Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Over $36,000 is being split between three arts projects in the Limestone Coast off the back of the Commonwealth's Regional Arts Fund. Generate Theatre get $25,000 to examine how virtual reality and other emerging technologies can enhance their storytelling abilities. Bowendick Lodge get over $6,500 to create a paper moth exhibition for people living with dementia and children with learning difficulties. Gavin Clark gets close to $4,500 to meld live performance with stop-motion film for a new solo dance work. 10 local leaders in the town of Nelson have met with Great Ocean Road Regional Tourism for Nelson's first Destination Action Plan workshop. Sharon Kemp with the story.
They want to strengthen Nelson's visitor economy and establish the town as a gateway to the Great Ocean Road. Key areas for growth identified in discussions include establishing more attractions, improving infrastructure, and creating a signature event for the town.
The fifth round of the Safer Communities Fund is now open. $55.1 million to be distributed to councils and community organisations around the country. Grants of up to $1 million are available to eligible Southeast schools, community organisations and councils to reduce crime, antisocial behaviour and other security risks. Applications close on December 10. A young parents group walk and talks taking place this afternoon, facilitated by Headspace Mount Gambier. Parents under 25 are urged to bring their babies, prams, water and a hat for an hour-long walk along the rail trail from 1 p.m. And a Felting Group's meeting for the first time today at the Mount Gambier Library. This afternoon, people with previous experience are urged to bring materials for wet needle and embellishment felting. The activity will be held every Wednesday between 1:30 and 5 p.m. Mount Gambier Pioneers captain Tom Daly is the team's first signing for the 2020 season. Kaicha Rose Moss explains.
An All-Star 5 entrant into the SA Premier League this year, Tom will commence his eighth season with the Pioneers and the first in the National Basketball League One competition. His accolades over his time with the Pioneers include playing 6 championship games, the Pioneers winning 5 conference finals, 3 Siebel championships, and they came runner-up in this year's Basketball SA Premier League Grand Final.